Honolulu Civil Beat brings us our reality check today, and joining us is Eleni Gill, who covers healthcare issues for the online news service. She's taking a closer look at the financial health of Waiawa General. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So now, Waiawa General, I mean, that was built in the 1950s, right?
Yes. My grandparents actually were patients there in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And so it's been a staple of the neighborhood. But as the plantation industry folded and Waiawa has evolved, the hospital definitely has had its struggles.
Now, they've got a new CEO at the helm.
Yeah, so in light of the financial struggles and grant funding that they've relied on from the state, the Waiawa General Hospital Board decided to work with the Community Hospital Corporation, which is actually a charity based in Plano, Texas, that focuses on turning around and management of rural hospitals around the country. And they hired Brian Cunningham about 2 years ago, and he's 2 years into his three-year contract. And he said when he was hired, he wasn't actually too fazed by the challenges. It's something that's very common at rural hospitals around the country. And so they have been working on right-sizing the organization. They have been looking at which services might be repeated and the services that they don't necessarily need to offer if other larger hospitals downtown are offering them. What their focus has been on is looking at their population in Waiawa and the North Shore and what services are most important to keep for those communities, and especially for the geriatric population. Yeah.
Yeah. And your story talks about like the bottom line that really for the last decade, most of that has been in the red.
Yeah, they've been in the red for the past, or 7 out of the past 10 years or so. For hospitals, I mean, being in the red is something that's, you know, it is common, but there have been challenges. The Waiawa General Hospital has had to come to the state legislature and has relied on CIP grant funding. And so I was speaking with Representative Amy Peruso, and she was saying that, you know, it is important that we invest in this community hospital because it's such a critical resource, but going for grant funding may not necessarily be the most sustainable solution. And so she's been working with hospital leadership as well to try to find some solutions.
Now
they have been making improvements.
Yes, yeah. They did beef up their emergency room. There was a big investment there.
Yes, yeah, their emergency room is doing well. By partnering with the Community Hospital Corporation, they also have been able to save some money on equipment and supplies, and they also brought their physical therapy back under their roof. Once they cut surgical services, they had that space, and they are now utilizing it for physical therapy, which is a very important service for that community as well.
And you talked about how that they have programs for the seniors, right? The long-term care.
And right, yes. Mm-hmm, yeah, they have a long-term care facility, skilled nursing facility. And so, you know, much of the population is getting older, and this is something we're seeing in Hawaii across the state. But the kupuna population is one that they're definitely focused on making sure that they have imaging and laboratory services for folks so they don't have to make that drive all the way downtown for certain services, and they can be that unique resource for the community.
Right, and you mentioned that they have to just be smarter about what services they do offer based on who comes through the door.
Right, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how it evolves. Another service that they did have to cut was OBGYN services, that's actually a trend across rural hospitals as well. Representative Peruso wants to see that come back, so we'll see how things evolve.
Yeah, and you have a second story that's running today, too, about the number of doctors, the doctor shortage that we've got in the state, and how many have left Hawaii.
Yes, Dr. Kelly Withy at the University of Hawaii Medical School does this workforce analysis, and each year Hawaii loses 50 to 150 doctors. And so this year, 2019, we did lose 150 doctors. They stopped practicing. Another 90 or so retired. And so this is definitely a reminder of how much we need doctors in the community, but also the challenges they might face and why they, you know, might decide to move back to the mainland because perhaps the pay isn't as good here as competitive salaries on the mainland. But there's many reasons why we're losing doctors in Hawaii, and so you can check out that story.
Yeah, lots of hurdles to scale for healthcare in the new year. But thanks so much, Eleni.
Thank you so much. Take care.
That was reporter Eleni Gill with today's Reality Check. To read her stories online, go to sybilbeat.org.